What's the story, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. We are still banned from the family residence after the Stone Cold Stunner on Mother incident. That's fine. Very unfair. You know, in the heat of the moment, things happen, and you might give a loved one a Stone Cold Stunner, rendering them temporarily unconscious, but at the end of the day, I think in the spirit of the holiday season, you should let bygones be bygones and stop holding a grudge. And these accommodations at the Motel 6 aren't all that. I mean, let's be honest. And it's very hard to record a show for the Grade A Nation. We are actually talking into a Sailor Moon headset that we bought at the Walgreens for $10. So, a shout out to the 5-year-olds in Taiwan that helped to make this headset that we are using to record audio gold for the Grade A Nation. You know, one of the long-standing questions in the world is, if a tree falls on a bear in a forest, does it make a sound? And I believe that's the old saying. And it really made us think about the retirement of Doug McIntyre from KABC Radio AM in Los Angeles. Because here's someone who worked at a station for over 20 years, and when they retired, man oh man, no one talked about it. And this is not to dismiss the hard work of Doug, but it was very bizarre that it seemed like no one cared. You know, you work at a station in perhaps one of the biggest cities in the world. Now, we're not talking about Timbuktu, Idaho, or Zakowichi, Wyoming. We're talking about Los Angeles, California. That's the big time. And KABC, although not the highest rated station now, was at one point in time one of the most significant radio stations in the entire country. And so if someone who works there for over 2 decades is retiring, you would think that it would be something that would be a big part of the discourse, and it happened without much fuss. And I'm not sure if that's a statement about where the radio industry is or where KABC is, but it just seems like, I mean, it's depressing. If someone works for a company for so long in a very dedicated way, very loyal, and you retire, and you know there's more coverage in the news of a homeless person soiling themselves in an Entenmann's bake shop, you know, there's a problem. Is it really a matter of, you know, people just not caring about radio, or people becoming very jaded and not looking to celebrate what people have done career-wise? It just seems very, very strange. big news emanating out of the WWE, which I believe stands for Worldwide Ebola, if memory serves correct, that they are going to introduce a whole bunch of changes because they are concerned about the decline in audience for their programming. It has been on a general downward trend for the past few years or so. So they are pitching ideas, trying to see what might boost viewership, and I think some of the proposals are quite provocative and perhaps even inappropriate. The one that stood out is the idea of introducing a character that would be Chris Benoit's ghost. Now, Chris Benoit was a world-class juggler for the WWE, but he engaged in very bad behavior. He robbed a bank, and after he robbed the bank, he engaged in violent acts that resulted in the death of his wife, his son, and Penny Marshall. And, you know, if you're going to introduce a character like that on programming that is supposed to bring smiles to children's faces, I mean, they're going to be repulsed if they see this ghost character, Ghost Chris Benoit, putting on a crippler cross face on a Dalmatian and doing a flying headbutt to a group of special needs kindergartners. I don't think that's something that folks want to see. If really, not just kids, but people of all ages. I mean, do you really want to see a ghost perform a flying headbutt, rendering a bunch of special needs kindergartners? I'm sorry, it's just, wow, it's just very vivid in my head, and it's making me a little emotional. Oh boy. Anyhow, I mean, do you really want to see a rapscallion ghost, an apparition, perform a flying headbutt on special needs kindergartners, knocking them out cold, their helmets flying off their head, shoes flying off their feet? And I don't find that entertaining. That doesn't sound appetizing. That doesn't make me want to watch WWE programming. You know, this rascal ghost who walks up behind a elderly woman, pantses her, you know, takes her skirt off, reveals a diaper, takes the diaper off and dumps it on top of her head, the contents. Oh my god, this is just really, really sick stuff. Oh god, why? What is wrong with the WWE? Why would they stoop to such a low? Oh, gotta get it together for the Great A Nation. So, Ghost Chris Benoit dumping the diaper contents on an elderly woman. This is really, I'm not sure if we'll be able to get to this segment. You know, forcing her to eat the contents of the diaper. Is that really putting smiles on people's faces? Vince McMahon, you really lost it, pal. And then the ghost hijacks a plane and attempts to fly it into the Freedom Tower. I mean, this is really shocking stuff, disgusting stuff, vile stuff, repulsive stuff. And if people let the WWE get away with it, I think we'll be in a very sad state of affairs. I'll just leave it at that, because I almost cried, heaving sobs, 2 times during that segment, and it's very unbecoming. But you know, the feelings are real. I'm trying to be authentic here for the Great A Nation.
Everyone, this is Bob Bindell, and I'm the CEO of Microlo, the quilt pillow. And you're just gonna love Microlo, and if you don't, you're gonna rot in hell. Yeah, that's right, eternal damnation. Microlo is lovingly manufactured in the United States, so every American should buy a Microlo. Otherwise, you might as well be ISIS. Are you ISIS? Are you an ISIS sympathizer? Well, you are if you don't buy a Microlo. We manufacture the Microlo in Wisconsin. I grew up in Wisconsin. I married my wife in Wisconsin. Yeah, that's right. I have a wife. You judged by the tone of my voice, didn't you? You piece of garbage. Anyway, we have our factory in Wisconsin, and it's filled from dusk till dawn with illegal immigrants. Yeah, that's right. I use people from outside the United States here illegally to make the Microlo so I can pass the savings on to you. So I hope you're proud of the fact that I pay those illegals 5 cents an hour to manufacture the Microlo. And if they do a bad job of constructing with care the quilt pillow of paradise, I threaten them. I say, oh boy, you're not gonna believe this, but I just called Trump and you're gonna get deported. You're gonna get deported if you don't get it together. And boy, they sure get into high gear, I have to say. And they make the best quilt pillows possible. Now, once every Microlo is carefully crafted, I inspect it. I stare at it. I touch it. I squeeze it. I rub it against my neck stubble. I press my noodle against it. Yeah, you heard me right. I am meticulous in inspecting and making sure that the Microlo provides comfort and the potential for sexual ecstasy. Now, some of you might complain once you receive your Microlo that there's a hair on it, or that there's traces of a liquid substance. Well, rest assured, The Mike Willow is 100% washable. And if you're particularly dissatisfied with your Mike Willow, you can call me direct and I'll fly to your home and I will coach you on how to use the Mike Willow. I will watch you sleep with the Mike Willow. I'll be sitting in the corner of your bedroom, churning butter with my noodle. And yes, it's my own special recipe. And gradually, as the inspection progresses, I get closer and closer to your bed until my special butter recipe lands on your bare feet. Now, some might say, is this sexual assault? And I say, no, it's an inspection to make sure that you have the best sleeping experience possible with the Mike Willow. So this is Bob Bindel. Is that my name? I forget, because I have to admit there was a period in my life where I was a terrible, terrible drug abuser. I was doing ecstasy, Mary Jane, crack cocaine. I did it all. You would see me on the streets, desperate for a hit, and I might do desperate things for that hit, but not anymore. I've given my life away from drugs and in the direction of providing sleeping paradise with the Mike Willow. Now, yes, my years of drug abuse made me permanently cross-eyed, so when you see me, please don't be frightened. You're just looking at a man who destroyed his brain and his eyes with rampant drug abuse. I can't uncross them, so that's why the touch and feel of the Mike Willow is so, so important to me, because I can barely see. I actually see, okay, that I believe there's a lady standing in front of me, but it couldn't be six illegals. Yeah, that's right. Anyhow, this is Bob Bindel for Mike Willow, signing off.
Well, there you have it. That was Bob Bindel of Mike Willow checking in. And we'd like to thank you for checking in on this edition of the Great A Nation. We'd like you to keep expanding the listenership. Tell your friends, family, about all the great things that are offered by simply listening in on the Great A Nation. Take care, everyone. Chris Thomas, signing off.